Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Ed Stetzer.
And I am here with Daniel Lim. I just wanted to be a part of that affirmation.
You sound sullen.
I am tired. You know, we're recording this after a long day.
Yes.
But I'm there for our listeners. I'm there for the podcast folks. So let's rock and roll.
All right. So Ed, man, we are on episode 387. And you know what? This is the first time we've ever gotten a question like this from the perspective in which it was submitted. So let's listen in.
Hey there, brothers. This is CJ calling from the mountains of Montana, and I'm a nursing student who loves to partner with lead pastors when they're church planting, especially in the early years. And I'd love to know what you think a core group could do best to support a lead pastor when the church plant is just getting off. What are some best practices that we can encourage the pastor and his family, as well as not subvert his leadership, but really uphold it?
All right, man, another question.
I've never been asked
Montana.
That question before. And Montana's kind of our thing.
Yeah.
But we can't say it was the last episode because, you know, there's another person who does these podcasts with us.
Yeah,
his name is Todd.
It only took you a few hundred episodes to figure out. So,
but I learn. I'm a slow learner. But no, it's a great question from Montana, nevertheless. Yeah, I think that the issues here are not dissimilar of what a church is. You know, what can we do in a church? Well, you know, pray for your pastor, certainly, you know, engage, maybe, you know, date nights, you know, watch the kids. I mean, there's 100 different things that you could just Google, you know, things to do to appreciate your pastor, and you'd find a bunch of them. I think probably the distinction, so I'm going to focus a little bit on the different areas,
okay,
would be with church planting, would be to specifically keep an evangelistic intensity, you know, partner with the pastor and the church leaders that are there to reach new people. I mean, that's going to be key. So by keeping a ferocious commitment to outward evangelistic intensity, I think those will help the church as a whole as well.
Yeah, I would say don't underestimate the power of being a part of the core group, being a member at the church, not being on staff, not being paid, and, you know, don't underestimate the influence you have to shape culture and to move the tide. You know, obviously we don't know who CJ is, but even in the way that he asks the question, he sounds pretty confident there. You know, he sounds like he would be a good persuader. And when you think about it in that manner, I mean, for him to be a part of the core group and for him to really, especially when the lead pastor, you know, presents an idea and is like, oh, hey, guys, what do you think about this? For you to just be a cheerleader, for you to just be all in and be like, I love that idea. You know, how can I help? Or this is what I was thinking, too, for you to support the pastor in that way. I mean, that's going to be huge and probably have a greater level of influence than maybe an associate pastor or maybe that you would have if you were on staff with them.
No, that's good. That's good. The path forward is to see yourself as a volunteer staff member, an extension of the team, working together, speaking each other's lives, all those things that you do when you have the privilege of being on a team together. I love this question. I love this question. Can I clone this guy? I mean, I love this. Because we need people ask it all the time. You know, we need like a description of a good core member. But I think it would be just hopefully in all churches, some of these things are evident, but that the normal things plus keeping a missional evangelistic focus at the church, all those things I think would come together quite well.
Yeah, no, that's really good. That's really good. You know, on newchurches.com, we created a course called Developing a Core Team, newchurches.com/core team. And the neat thing about this is that there's a 12-week training curriculum that you get along with this course that's really going to help you as the pastor develop core team members and train your core team. Now, obviously, CJ, this isn't for you, it's for the pastor to learn how to develop that core team. But imagine what it will look like for you to bring about the elements of this course before him, for you to be a champion of even saying, hey, I'll help you teach this as well. I mean, by doing that and by really being all in and saying, hey, I am going to be all in, volunteer staff member. I love that word there, that title there, Ed, you know, to come alongside there and to say, okay, how can I help? What are areas that you are strong in? What are areas that you are weak in? And how can I come alongside you and be, you know, hold your arms up, right? And hold your arms up as you lead. Is just going to be, there's just going to be so much encouragement there. What I'd also encourage you to do, CJ, is to pray. Right. I mean, don't underestimate the power of prayer as it relates to the prayer. So, I mean, there's going to be so many Ephesians 6, so many flaming arrows of the evil one that's going to be coming at the church, but also really the pastor, because the pastor is the spiritual leader of the congregation. So for you to pray, for you to stand in the gap, for you to raise up other prayer warriors to come alongside and not only just help in tangible, you know, in set up, tear down and all those ways, but also spiritually, it's just going to be so much help to the pastor.
Yeah. And I think, again, we keep coming back to that this is similar to how you encourage your pastor, right? So, and I think that's part of it. But I think here, particularly at the beginning, when you don't have a congregation, the ways to encourage your pastor might be ways that are ultimately different, because they have to do with helping to plant the church. When the church is established, it might just be, you know, I mean, doing the things. I mean, I actually Googled just to see. The Family Life has a great article, ways to encourage your pastor. And it says, you know, take them out to a good place to eat, schedule a Sunday, you know, give him a long weekend. You know, goes on and on. Find out from an assistant what books or periodicals they want for the library. Order them a few. Take, you know, sneak them in when they're gone. Oh, you know, so I mean, there's all really, yeah, it's all kinds of great lists. The difference is that's a church planner he's asking. So that's the part that I would add differently, is that outward focus, keeping the culture there, helping people to see ultimately, because people get discouraged, they get weary, being that Barnabas in the midst of that encourager, all those things I think deeply matter.
Perfect. Now let's just hear a quick word from our sponsor and we'll continue on afterwards. Small groups typically meet once a week, but life happens every day. And that's why Lifeway created the Daily Discipleship Guide. This new addition to the Bible Studies for Life curriculum is used at the weekly meeting to help generate discussion, but it also contains 5 daily devotions to reinforce the learning all week long. This consistent time in God's Word helps create the habit of daily Bible reading, an essential behavior for growing disciples. So you can download 4 sessions of the Daily Discipleship Guide at BibleStudiesForLife.com/DDG. That's BibleStudiesForLife.com/DDG. All right, Ed. So when we looked at the idea of core teams in planting missional churches, there's that idea of the SWOT, right? Servants, willing, able, and temporary.
And temporary. I don't remember is that what we said in the book? I thought it was servants, willing, and temporary, but it's able, temporary. Okay, good.
I don't know. Willing, able.
Something like that. We did write this in a book together.
So. All right. So when you think about it in that perspective, once again, it was written to the pastor and to the planter to share that. But in your experience, Ed, what have you seen are the characteristics of really good launch team or core team members?
Yeah, I think a sense of get it done-itiveness, is that a word? Get her done.
get her done.
I just think because ultimately you're leaving the comfort and the confines of an established church to really seek to engage in different contexts. So a desire to get it done, some entrepreneurial spirit, I think a passion for evangelism, or else you're just going to rearrange people around and that's not helpful. I think an ability to not need the kind of programs and resources that a church has, but to instead see oneself as, you know, there's something we can do with our family, something we can do with others, something like that. So, the typical things that, you know, it's funny, there's a great Star Trek episode. Is it okay if I mention a Star Trek episode I just did?
Of course.
Okay, remember the one episode, I think it was Next Generation, where they find these terraformers, they're trying to you know, they go out by themselves. They establish a base and they try to, you know, pump oxygen into the air and just change a whole planet. And I think it was Picard who says, yeah, there's a certain type of person who's willing to leave all these things and go by themselves to do this. And I think there's something with church planters like that, and not as full needed as the level of a church planter, but I do think that that to some willingness to take risks, step out on our own and go from there, it does matter.
That's good. That's good. Earlier on, Ed, you talked about the importance of being an evangelistic champion, right? As a core team member. And I would say when it comes to outreach, and as you're gathering your launch team and getting ready to plant this church, I mean, outreach is going to be huge, and you're going to want to do as a church plant, you're going to want to have those big outreach events, whether it's a neighborhood picnic or sponsoring a community event, right? Or doing a car wash or, you know, giveaways or face painting, you know, any of these things that you might, these great events that'll gather families and gather the community together. Well, you know, as a launch team member, what would it look like for you to say, hey, pastor, I will lead these events for you. What events do we want to do? What do you think would be strategic? Where do we want to do it? Or do you want me to find out where we should do it? And I will take care of all the supplies and the organizing and all of that. All you have to do, pastor, is come, show up, invite, be there, be present, but I will run the event for you. I mean, Ed, come on.
Yeah.
How would you feel as a church planner?
My heart has been strangely warmed. So, no, I think that's right. I mean, anytime you say, you don't have to be in charge, you don't have to be here the whole time, I think is a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. So think about creative ways like that. And yeah, I mean, definitely check out the course, newchurches.com/core-team. Thanks again for listening in. And we do want to encourage you to check out the 5 Leadership Questions podcast as well. They are a part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network family. We've recently interviewed leaders like Scott Sauls, Paul Tripp, and the one and only Ed Stetzer on his recent book. So be sure to check out 5 Leadership Questions on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe today.